and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
It is a Tuesday morning, the 18th of February. Please, if you have to be outside, make sure you are correctly bundled up with a wind chill of minus 21. We're very pleased to be joined on our Primetime Newsmaker this morning by Ken Hansen, as Ken is in to talk about the Flint Hills Optimist Club here this morning. Ken, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're warm. We're inside.
Yes.
You've got to be thinking here, Ken, you know, with the cold temperatures, that things have got to be a little bit warmer for the Optimist All-Star basketball activities here in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we did have one year, though, when it did snow the day of the All-Star game, and we were like, do we cancel? So we called the kids that are traveling the farthest away, and they said, oh, no, our roads are fine. We're good. So we're like, okay, we're on.
Well, I tell you what, Ken, it's an exciting time here. We got the regular season is wrapping up here for basketball. You have, obviously, sub-state tournaments here. But, you know, this gives kids really something to look forward to after the official season is all said and done.
It does. And it's a fun time that we have, and the kids enjoy participating in it. And I think the parents get as much out of it as the kids do.
So I understand you have your roster set, Ken?
We do. Except for it's always changing because some kids get hurt at the end of the season, and so we have some backup plans in case.
So what does that weekend schedule look like for the players?
We actually will have our banquet on Wednesday, March 26th, up at ESU. And then on Saturday, we have the game starting at 6.
Who do you have as far as the featured speaker here for the banquet? Because you've had some really good ones in years past.
Well, we are working on that. In fact, I'm supposed to know, I think, in the next day or two. But, yeah, Coach Slaymaker kind of hinted, now he's coaching up in Topeka.
Yeah, still coaching. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So we got some things in the works.
Gotcha. Understood. You mentioned here about, you know, this being important for, and I'm going to get back to the schedule here in just a little bit and the game itself in a second, but you mentioned here about how this is important for, you know, not only the students that get a chance, the student athletes to be part of this, but for the parents and family members as well. Maybe give us some insight into that side of things.
Well, in fact, I think because of when we talk to them, when our speakers in the past have talked to the kids on the night of our banquet, they get a little bit of a lesson on that. And so about what they're going to face maybe through the rest of their life, and they get to hear it from a different voice. And so the parents, I've had the parents say that they thought that the banquet was as big a thing as the actual ball games itself. And then the ball games, it's a chance for them to, for 99% of them, this is going to be the last time they have a competitive game in front of a crowd. And so that they have all kinds of fun with that. They get to go against their teammates that they played with all throughout high school. And sometimes they get the team back up with somebody that they played maybe AAU ball with.
Yeah, it is a great night. You have a lot of fun with it, and you do have a couple of different rules for this game, don't you?
Oh, yeah. The main one is we have make it, take it at the end of the game. And so if the team is behind with 2 minutes to go and they score, and they're still behind, they get to take the ball out of bounds. And we've seen some comebacks because of that.
Yeah, you've seen some exciting finishes there. And you also... what do you have, coaches, special coaches? Who's your coach this year? Coaches, I should say.
We haven't finalized that yet, but we've in the past had, like, Amanda Gutierrez and Michelle Stevie Corpening and Kayla Kruger. And last year we had Macy Smith coached for the first time. And then on our guys, we've had a lot of good guys step forward. Dylan Farr, the former Emporia High player, Eric Porter, former Madison player, and they look forward to the coaching in this game.
Again, Ken Hansen joining us as we talk about the upcoming Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Basketball Classic activities. Wanted to touch base with you too, Ken, here on really, you mentioned earlier about the lineups here and the rosters. How do you wind up going selecting who is at least an option for joining, you know, and obviously, you know, with the players able to participate based off of their schedules, but who is eligible to be part of the All-Star Optimist Classic?
Well, number one, they have to be a senior. Number two, they're submitted by their coaches, and we submit everybody from the Flint Hills League and the Lyon County League and Emporia High, Burlington, Eureka, Southern Coffee County, and a couple others that they get to submit. We ask the coaches to submit the players that they want, chosen for the All-Star game, and then we have to go through a selection committee. We narrow it down from, like this year, we had 28 boys represented, and we had to narrow it down to 20. And so we go through a selection process with that, and then we divide. Then after we decide which 20, that's when we divide which team. Which kid goes with which team. And it's based on kind of just what we've seen throughout the year and a little bit on their stats, but mostly what we have visibly seen.
It is always a fun night, a great night, and we are always there broadcasting the game in its entirety on Country 101.7
yes.
FM. We are the home for the Area High School Game of the Week. Ken Hansen knows that because he's one of our guys, he and Michael Deeker on Country 101.7. We appreciate the fine work that you guys do. So you know
all
of these athletes pretty well. You've seen them many times on many occasions. So is there admission to attend, Ken?
Yes, $10 per person.
Okay.
Easy enough. And what is game day going to be like for you guys before we wrap things up here today as far as, you know, some of the activities, you know, getting the guys together, getting the girls together, I should say them as well, and getting them ready for the actual games to come here?
They come in about, the kids come in about 3:30. We give them their shirts and stuff and go over some things with them. And then at 4 o'clock we have them do some fun drills. Some competitions that they have with each other. And then at 5 o'clock, we have a 3-point shooting contest, and then we're ready to go at 6.
All right. So again, give us the date and time there, Ken.
It is on Saturday, March 29th at White Auditorium. And that's another thing. Some of these kids, most of those kids do get a chance to play at White Auditorium, but like the Burlington kids don't. And they all tell me how much they look forward to playing in White.
Good deal. Well, I'll tell you what, we're looking forward to it. Ken, can't wait to talk with you about this a little more.
Thanks,
yeah,
Ken.
Yeah, we'll probably want to go on the air the week of it.
All right, we'll do. Sounds good, Ken. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Ken Hansen, Emporia, Flint Hills Optimist Club, the Optimist All-Star Classic, end of next month.
End of next month, believe it or not. So if you want to be part of our Newsmaker Spots here, the 720 interview segment every weekday morning, the only one that we currently have available now happens to be Friday.